In Parshas Kisavai, there's the Teichacha with a lot of the klolos, the usual klolos about the everything go bad and so on. One of the you have to go through a lot of different klolos. It says that the hifli Hashem imcha, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, this makosav, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will. The word hifli means astonish or do things that are incredible, along those lines. That's the, and it says v'hifli Hashem es makoscha v'es makosarecha, makos goes and manch loim roim nemanim. So it's very not clear what is that special makah. It says muflos muvdos mishar makos. It's just about the last makah here, and it's not clear. So the Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says that what's the hifla? Amar Rav, asida Torah shetishtaka from Yisrael. There'll come a time when Torah will be nishtaka from Yisrael. Shenema v'hifla Hashem es makoscha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mafli his makos. He's going to bring a terrible makah. Haflo zeni yedei mahu. I'm not sure what the this haflo is. Lachain kshoimer lachain hini yosef lahafli as omar ze half of a fella, that since it says in Novi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to punish Chai Yisrael terribly, half of a fella, havoimah flo zutayr. The reason is because the beginning of that pasuk over there is that the avad the chachmas chachamim and so on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the beginning of the pasuk there is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove all the chachma and so on. So b'meila is talking about tayr. So the memra in Chazal here is a lot of pleas on this memra. First of all, it's hard to understand. I think the Koyaki has the Shaila. I mean, all the klolos are klolos of gashmis. In other words, if you don't keep the Torah, then all sorts of bad things will happen. It's very strange there should be a Teichacha ki'ilu that if you don't do this and this and this, you won't be able to put on tefillin either. You won't be able to put on tzitzis either. What does it mean that it's going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring on a klola of shikras ha-teira? I mean, shikras ha-teira l'chur is what we're doing wrong. The Kliyaka therefore learns pshat that it's a hemshech of the first or the beginning of the pasuk. It says, is ilu part of, somehow it's a hemshech of what you're going to be doing wrong. The shikras ha-Torah is part of what we're doing wrong. It needs a hezbeh, it needs a beer. What's the mahalach of shikras ha-Torah? Not doing the mitzvahs, not doing the mitzvahs. It seems as if it's a process that's unnatural to not doing the mitzvahs, and yet it's going to happen. Secondly, the word afla is an extraordinary word. In the makos we find makos koshos and morois and all sorts of words describing how terrible and how bad. Terrible and bad has a lot of synonyms. The Torah is full of those synonyms. Hafle means like impossible. A pella is something that's an impossible thing, like a nace. Where is the hafla over here, a nace? Adrabba. I mean, shikras Torah, if a person doesn't sit and learn, he doesn't have Torah. I mean, so it's like saying, you know, if you're going to stop davening and putting on tefillin, you're not going to have tefillin. Not only is it not a nace, it seems obvious. And the pasuk calls it v'hifla, meaning extraordinary. Like Rashi says over here, Hafla means muflos and those makas, an extraordinary makah that we don't have any semblance of it. The Masha over here asks another shayla. The Masha asks, it says that, how do we know what hafla of a fella means? It says, l'chein k'shoime, l'chein hini yosef l'hafla, yosem azeh hafla fella, avay maflos u'teira. So yes, l'maisa you have to come on to a pasuk in the Navi anyway. Without the pasuk in the Navi, you don't know. In the pasuk in the Navi, it says, that vevadit is chachmas chachamav, veav the chachmas chachamav. So it says that they're going to lose their knowledge, their chachma, and so on. So when Rav wanted to say asidat Torah shetishtakeh Yisrael, why did he find it in the pasuk? Why did he find it in the pasuk of the Chumash and then you need the pasuk in Navi to tell me what it means. Why don't you just go straight to the pasuk in Navi? It says Takim Furish that this is a makkah of half of a fellow. So the Mashal says that you need two psukim, one to tell you that the nigla of Torah will be forgotten, and one to tell you the nistra of Torah will be forgotten. It needs a hesbo. Good. It's in terms of the hamaka of how bad the situation is. You could have said, 50% the shas, 100% the shas. The division between nigla and nistra here doesn't seem to be very important. The main thing is Klaiso will lose Torah as a result in the process of Techacha, and however it'll be. What's the difference, whether it's this chelak, that chelak? So you need two psukim, one tal, this chelak, that chelak. It's a double zayim adar sheni. One more inyan, not of this inyan, but it's also in the parasha. It says that when you bring the bikurim, it says, So Rashi says, "Hayoyim azeh Hashem lekecha mitzavcha, v'chol yoyim yiyu beinecha chadoshim, kilboi bayoyim nitztavis aleim." That every day there should be a gosh of "Hayoyim azeh nitztavis." Hayoyim azeh Hashem lekecha mitzavcha. As Rashi has repeated a few times earlier, Rashi brings the Chazals. It's three or four different Chazals. It says, "Haskei sushma hayoyim azeh." Hayom azeh niyesu la'am, that it should be like hayom azeh, it should be chaviv like hayom azeh. It says another place that it should be kidyut kemo chadosha, and not like a kidyut kemo yeshana, just like a melech when he gives a new command, it's a chiddush and so on. It's hard to picture, in other words, you're telling me to fool myself. The first time a person eats something, it has a very good taste. The second time is less, the third time is still less. And so on. It is a natural process. So we're telling me it shouldn't be like that in Torah, but every day should be like it's new. But what do you mean, how can it be like it's new? You're telling me pretend I'm going to give you every day the same food to eat. Pretend as if it's something new that you've never had before. A person can't pretend. There is a reason why Chiddush is Chaviv, and there's a reason why it says, L'moshel, there's a pasuk that says, L'asud Lavoi, the gate that people are going to use to go into Beis HaMikdash, they can't use it to go, the one they use to go in, they don't use to go out, they don't use the same Shara and Shabbos as they do all week, and it's in order not to let it become habitual, in order not to let it become nimus because it's so regular. So that exists. It's Pashat. There's a bracha on something that's new, there's Shechiyanu, there's a chvivis of something that's new. So how does it become, how does something old become chaviv like it's new? At maximum, the Chazal should have said, you should always be, Torah should always be chaviv. But how does it become chadoshim if it becomes older and older? It's almost as if it says, the end of the pasuk is shamata, but see, so is some baskel mevarchosoy, the baskel is mevarach, and mevesa bikurim ayoyim, tishane l'shana abo. You should be able to repeat it next year. Almost as if in contrast, that it's not b'chol lecha k'chadoshim, but in mitzvah Hashem, this should become a regular visit year after year. That's almost what it says over there. So I want to understand this whole, and it's a chazal all over. They constantly point out that what makes Torah difficult is that it's yashan, and it should be like a yud k'ma chadoshah, three or four chazal at least, on the same nusach, plus minus that hayem hazeh niyesu la'am, kol yom b'necha k'chadoshim, and so on. So let's be misbinding a little bit in understanding what is the koyach of chiddush, and then we'll come back to this inyan over here. In the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and tefillos asmi tshuva, the goyim are metaket zachena lechayim melachavts b'chayim v'chosveinu b'seif achayim l'man chalakim chayim. So the Arizal says that the double lashon, he says Zochreinu and Kosveinu, he says that one is going on the guf and one is going on the neshama. Because the neshama also has a chiyus. Very, very not clear. Well, one is ruchnis, one is gashmis. You can keep dividing it. You can say there's parnasa and there's health and the bonim. You can keep dividing and dividing and dividing the inyanim. But he says you can't possibly, if a person would just say zachena l'chaim, it wouldn't include both. In other words, there's two separate inyanim, one is ruchnis, one is gashmis. And me'idach gisa, Rosh Hashanah, we don't subdivide. There's very little in the way of pratistik bakashas in Rosh Hashanah. It's a kolistik bakash, and that's it. So why, at this point, we have two separate chiyas, gashmis and ruchnis. And one spoke about the chiluk, how do you define something that's living? What's the one of the hallmarks of the difference, something that's living at a minimal level, a tree or a grass, as opposed to something that's inanimate? And we will masbe that anything that a domain is a domain because it was a domain yesterday. If you ask somebody, why is this rock over here? Because it was here yesterday. And why is it yesterday? Because it was there the day before. And the day before that, somebody brought it here. But once that somebody brought the rock to this place, the rock stays because that's an existence of a daimim. The reason for its existence is because of what was. And as long as there's no change, a daimim stays the way it is. A plant, even a plant, unless there's some chiddush, it can't stay from day to day. Unless it brought in new food, took away the psoilus of the old food, and was mamshach vayta. Without a reason, if the plant is still alive today, it's not alive today because of yesterday, but it's alive today because today it's alive. So you have a davar chai is chai because of now. A davar that's mace is mace, a davar that's doimim is here today because it was here yesterday. So this chalkus between chai in the broad sense, tameach, chai, medaba, versus doimim is this chalkus between is the sibas achias because of what was, or the sibas achias because of what is? And secondly, the chios carries, by definition, it carries a constant hischachus, or else it wouldn't be chai today. If the plant would not have changed something a minute ago, it wouldn't be there, it would start wilting. The fact that it took out psoilus and brought in water and brought in nutrients and whatever is needed for a plant, that's why it's there now. So the chiddush is a constant hallmark of chiyus. A person is, even if a person is living, it's determined because there's some sort of activity. The heart's beating or the lungs are breathing. If there's nothing there, if there's no maisa, no pu'ula now, doing something, it's not living. You don't say, well, he's in perfect health, and if we're to mummify somebody in perfect health, he'd stay in perfect health for the rest of his life. That would be death. Something that stays exactly as if the heart doesn't contract and doesn't expand. If the lungs don't contract and expand, then it's dead. Chiyus requires a constant mahalach of change. That is of ischachos. That's the difference between the chai and not chai. The Rizal is mechadish. So in the Olam HaGashmi, we deherit. The Rizal is mechadish that in the Olam HaRuchni, it's the same thing. In other words, he was mevayr, it's not mechadish, it's not his chiddush. But his knetch and chiyus is, let's take something that is not quite ruchnis, but let's use as an example. A person has a very close friend. They grew up together. And once upon a time, they shared a lot of common interests, and day after day it was exciting to spend time with his friend. They both did things together, they both went places together, they were both it was fun being together, and that's why they were friends. They get older, and they're different, they've got very little in common. But you know, there's a sense of loyalty and there's a sense of hergel. He's the one if I need somebody to go with somewhere, he's the one I take. So over there you have a relationship that lasts because of what was. A sort of an autopilot relationship. That's something, it can be there. So within the world of relationships, let's say, you have a relationship that's there because it was there, and you have a relationship that you can put it on autopilot. The same thing is true in the world of Ruchnius. A person can put things in autopilot. I was brought up from, and once upon a time, I was taught to put on tefillin to daven every day. And not only if it was road to start with, but once upon a time I was very turned on to do something. So I keep doing it because once upon a time I was turned on to do something. So in the world of Ruchnius, you can also have a state of daiming. It's because that's the way it is. I still remember how good it was to learn a yeshiva, so I'm learning. That's that is a mahalach of doimim and a lack of chiddush in the world of Ruchnius. Darizal says, what's in his words is, in Olam Ruchnius, that splits between chiyus and misa also. A Ruchnistic way of life that's not there because of now is Misa. There's a Chassidish expression, a Meis Mitzvah is a dead Mitzvah. There is a Mitzvah where a person is doing everything right, but basically it's a mummy of a Ruchnistic Bria. It's what was, except that what was keeps on. The same way that you have an old childhood friend, and Betzim, right now you have nothing with the person. But there's either just feelings of loyalty in a very chitzanistic sense, I've got to be there for him because he was there for me, or even now that, it's habit, he's the one I'm comfortable with. But Betzim, there's nothing there in the relationship today. That is Misa in the world of Ruchnius. So there's a double bakasha in the Oyla Magashmi. A person is there only because he's chai, and without chiyus, he doesn't. And in Olam Ruchni, it's also true. If we're to take a look in all the world of Ruchnius itself, we find an interesting split between mitzvahs and Torah. If we're to ask somebody, where is chiddush more important? So a person would say, definitely, in Olam HaMitzvahs. I mean, if I put on tefillin yesterday, I don't put on tefillin today, I'm not putting on tefillin. If I learned Krishna yesterday, I didn't learn Krishna today, I'm being given a mitzvah essay. Every mitzvah, by definition, is less for the time you've done it, and then tomorrow you have to do it again. Masha'inke in learning, if a person has a fabulous memory, so he learns through Kala Tayakula, he knows it, and that's it. So there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In other words, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that we understand is sort of that chelik of Talmud Torah to learn, even though is like the mitzvah of putting on tefillin. So it's a maisa mitzvah. But we don't hear it as the Torah Sheva Torah. We hear it as the maisa mitzvah. So just as the mitzvah put on tefillin, there's a mitzvah to sit and learn. But better, if I know it all, I know it all. That is our first perception. The truth is, the only inyan that's called chayim, except for a human being, the world Ruchnius, is Teres Chaim. There's Mayim Chaim, which is again, like we've a lot of times said, it's Mayim Chaim, a Mayim, and a Mayim Chaim means that the water that's there yesterday is not there today. If the water itself doesn't, if the water that's there now is because right now it came, then that's why it's called Mayim Chaim. So of all the things in the world of Doimim, the dogma that we have to something new is a Mayim, Mayim Chaim. In the world of mitzvahs, the thing that's called chayim is called Teres Chayim. Teres is called chayim. And a lot of chazal compare Teres to chayim and so on. It's comparable in this as well also. Because Teres is something that mistakenly you think, if as long as I remember what I learned before, it's good enough, so then it doesn't have its chiyus. And it doesn't exist because today I understand it. Is this because once upon a time I knew it? That becomes the same way like saying, if I ate yesterday, I don't eat today. It becomes the same mitzvah of being menatic something from its marker of chiyus. It's like a person says, well, if I filled up the pool, I don't need the source anymore, and he diverts the source, and then it becomes a bar of stagnant water instead of mayim chayim. That's the same mahalach in Torah. So if a person is not if the person takes ruchnius and leaves it like that, then basically it becomes a fossil. It becomes a dried up mitzius. That's the pshat in the parasha over here of the hafli. That Akadosh Baruch Hu mafles makosecha. I want to explain the word v'hafli. The word v'hafli means a pella, something that is, it's a paradox, it's something that can't be. It's a wonder. It's not like a pella is where somebody lamashal, if somebody brings me a lot of things that I need, that's a siyata d'shmaya. There's a nace that there's a lot of food there. But if it comes yesh me'ayin, that's called a pella. The Ramah says, the famous Ramah by Asher Yotza, that umafli lasis is going on the chibur of gashmis and ruchnis. Because that's something also that has no mahalach within teva. Hafla means, pella relates to those things that are not within the mitzias. Specifically, the root of all pella is yesh me'ayin. If I see something floating in midair, I say, what's holding it up? It doesn't have a siba for being where it is. If food appears yesh me'ayin, I say to myself, it's a pella. Where did it come from? The ultimate pella, every pella is a yesh me'ayin. From where, miyulad l'cha'ela, from where does it come from? That's the sherish of pella and the bria. The makah that's haflah is, and we'll use sort of the Kleyokas Mahalach, that why does Torah shrivel up in Kal Yisrael? A person sat and learned and knew it all, and then he goes off. Why isn't the Torah still there? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say from his Rebbe, Reb Shimon Shkop, that the Shikcha Lechura seems to be, he was asked, Reb Shimon was asked, that shikha is a terrible thing. We think that if a person would be able to not forget, I mean, we'd be great. We'd know Shas, we'd know Babi, we'd know Yishalmi, we'd know Halacha, we'd know Agada, we'd know everything. So Shimon Shkop said, if there wouldn't be shikha in the world, then you'd have drunks rolling in the street, chazing Shas Bal Peh. In other words, the person's situation of today would have no bearing on his Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a teva in the bria that Torah works dafka with chiyus. And if Torah doesn't live because of what you learned yesterday, and as soon as a person drops it, he begins to move away from it. So the pella is, well, what happened to the Torah that I learned? Shikha is a pella. I mean, it's there. If a person ties something to himself, it stays there. The fact that Torah is mischabe to the person, and the fact that it's misnatic from the person, is that chiddush of umafli lasis. Just like Ramos says that the kesher of a ruach to a neshama to a guf is a pella. Where is the kesher? How does one hold the other? In a more specific sense, holding on to Torah belongs to the world of pella. And therefore, even though, I mean, if a person puts a tattoo on himself, it stays there. If a person memorizes something, it doesn't stay there if he's not holding the inyan. If he's not ligging or holding it, the thing disappears. So the makah of aflah is that makah. The marsha that says the Torah, the pnimi, the nister and the nigla, I think the teichna what he means is as follows. That if a person, the chelik, Torah itself also has, so to speak, a shell, and so to speak, a neshama. The Zohar says Torah has a guf and Torah has a neshama. When we say that Torah has a neshama, we're talking about nista. We once spoke about this, I think, on Lag BaOmer. We're not talking about, Zohar is also nigla. It's printed, and you can say it, and you can memorize it balpeh if you want. And it's still, and you don't have any of the pnimius. Chochmas Asoid, one of the things it's called is pnimius, because the more, when you're dealing with the chelik of Torah that's called chutz, it's a certain shell, and it doesn't need the koyach achiyus. a person in Pnimis HaTorah is very shayach to the chiyus that the person has in it. And if the person doesn't have a chiyus, he doesn't have the Pnimis. He can say words, but he doesn't have the teichen of it. It becomes much more quickly words than it becomes a person can say a shir even if he doesn't do it like that. A person can give a shir about Shabbos even though he's not holding there, like Acher and Reb Meir, where Acher told Reb Meir, you shouldn't be walking here. He was riding a horse on Shabbos, Acher, and told Reb Meir, don't walk further than this because it's a problem of the Tchumen. So he himself was going, and he was being Mechal Shabbos and passing Hilcha Shabbos. That Chelek of Torah still is, because it has a Shem Chutz, a Shem of a Guf, it's more Chitzonis Klapim Pnim, that's it. A person can't say a Musa Shmuz about something that is hypocritical. He can say the Shmuz, but it doesn't touch anything because there's no Pnimis to it, there's no Chiyus to it. There's nothing of the person in it. That's the difference between the Chelek of Torah called Pnim and Chutz. Because this Chelek of Torah is proportionally Chutz to the Pnimis of Torah, so Klapi, the person, is also Teifes and Mokim B'chutz. And it can be Misaf al-Chutz. A person can say the facts, as you know, a person can sit and say all Mishavur Baal Peh, even though he's not mamish holding by it or he's not doing it. A person can't say in Yanim that have chiyus to it and that their tzura, divrei musa, divrei agada, divrei pnimius of Torah. If a person doesn't have a chiyus in it, if a person's not living it, then it comes out like chitzonis. It comes out with words. It doesn't have any. The is the hallmark of chelik aperitif called pnim. That's what the Mashiach says. So the Mashiach says, I would assume that the makla of the hafla of a fella would go only on the pnim. Because that's taka something that's pella. The chelik of Torah that really needs chiyus. So the Gemara brings both psukim that even the chelik that we call chutz in Torah is kosher to the chelik that's called pnim. And if a person doesn't have a chiyus in pnimius HaTorah, the chutz also shrivels up and breaks away. It takes longer. A person can hold on longer to the chitzonius of inyanim, but with time that also goes. So the makra, the pasuk and the navi speaking of Hashem being mafli is makosav, is talking specifically about this about the taking out the chiyus from Torah and so on. We ask the other side, what is the pshat in the chiyus of? What does it mean in the psukim that you pretend it's chodesh today? Pretend it's chaviv today. I mean, how do you pretend? I remember once as a young boy, somebody gave us an eitzah how to be mechaven in Shmoneh Esrei. Imagine this is the very last Shmoneh Esrei that you'll ever have a daven. So, the first Shmoneh Esrei and the second Shmoneh Esrei were like nearly Yom Kippur. I mean, by the time you got to the 8th or 9th Shmoneh Esrei, you say to yourself, if you die three times a day, it's not so terrible to die. It's not a great Eitzah for more than once. So a person just simply readjusts and says, you can't fool yourself. So what does it mean that Torah it should be like Chadoshes? How does it become Chadoshes? We're used to, for instance, if a person eats fruit, he finishes eating the fruit, so you bring a new fruit to him. A person finishes bread that's in front of him, so he needs a new loaf of bread, fresh loaf of bread, and so on. So the general tfisa of nu is where you bring the whole thing new. Chazal say, b'chol ezir avucha dadeha, that Torah is something like a child feeding from the breast of his mother, that whenever he's memashmesh, there's always new milk. The mashal is that even though the chitzonius is the same, the tam changes. Mishnayos will not change, and Gemara is not going to change. It's the same Torah, the same chumash, chamish chumash Torah, it'll not change. And if a person tries to dare a chis, it's like the first time everyone bought metziah. Well, it's not the first time. It's the 100th time you learn Bar Metziah. But Metziah is only the dad from where the milk comes from. Just like a child when he's nursing, He doesn't get tired. It's not the same dad that he's nursing from. It's there's always a new hemshech of tam and chiyus coming from within it. And that makes the experience each time it's a new meal. The same way like for an adult, if it's a new piece of bread or a new meichel, that's the chiddush. He needs that ritzoni should be a chiddush. In Torah, it's not quite like that. In Torah, the koyach of chiddush is going to be from the tam adava. That as every time you'll be moitzitz, if a person learns over, when we say chazara, everybody feels, well, it's just repeating the words again and again. And, you know, there's a certain level of chazar, which that's true. But when you relearn a sugya, each time you think about it, you think about it in a different way. Anybody who's ma'ayin a second time, it's got more time to it. If the person is just repeating what he said before, he's putting himself on autopilot and repeating what he learned and what he thought and so on and so forth, then it is repetitious. Then it's just an act of chazar to remember it. But if a person says, you know, each time I'm going to get a new chiyus out of it, let me rethink it again, then the person has a different time in it. The breast is the same, but the cholov is different. And no two times that a person is really ma'ayin, does he have the same feeling and flavor in it. I remember my Rebbe, one of the most profound insights in this was Reb Nachum, besides his goyness, everything about it, he had a tremendous koyach of re-listening to the same Torah on the same minyan dozens and dozens of times. You never felt that he'd heard it already 100 times, and besides the fact that he had fabulous memory, he would each time, if you came over, wherever you came over, he legs the charein again and again to the tuch. But once he used to say chaburas and kachim, he said a chabura on an inyan that he had written Torah on. The Torah was extraordinary. It was an inyan pigel. It was an inyan that was, it was a shem davish tegel Torah. He said a chabur on the same inyan, and he said it in a much simpler form. It was disappointing almost. It was a weaker shtickle in terms of the darg of chiddush and so on, a hekif and so on. After the chabur, someone went over to him and asked him, like, how come he didn't say the shtickle and so on? So he gave him, says, you know, I just didn't feel it today. I can't repeat what I said. What do I think today pshat's in the inyan? I thought over the inyan, and that's not the pshat that was in the inyan. That was to me a havana in what it means, because it's a chadasha. How do I understand it and think about it today? What's the tam that I have in it today? If it's the old bat mitzvah, and a person never had a feeling of chewing up and understanding and tasting it each time and the hearing it each time, then it is yeshana, and he's fooling himself, he thinks it's chadasha. But if a person thinks, if a person sucks on it another time, if a person chews it up, if a person understands that the next time there's a new tam in it, and it's never quite the same, it's a new flavor to it, then it's new. Reb Chaim Shlomo used to say over always, there's a Rashbam. It's not quite what Rashbam writes in Breishis and Vayigas, some I think, that he wanted to write a sefer on the Pshotus HaMischachim B'chol Yoim. So what he means is, what he means over there in the context is, on new things that was Mechadish and so on, Reb Chaim used to say it, each new day brings new Pshotim. In other words, just like a person who is sensitive and thoughtful, every day he has a new feel for things. Every day has a new deher in things. The newness of each day is that he's a little more mature, a little bit of a broader perspective based on his experiences of the days before, a little bit of chiddush. It's pshat him that the newness of the day is mecharish there. It's now the tekufa where with Seif Hashan on the one hand, that's Chiddush Hashan on the other hand. There's a time in the day when specifically the nekuda that we relate to is Chiddush HaBriya. The bracha of Yoytze Oyer is Mechadesh B'tuvo B'chol Yoyim Tomid Ma'aseh V'reishis. We go through the Malachim, the Shir, everything that's in the bracha, if the bracha that's Nikva, in the bracha that's nikva in Birchas, the first davening starts better with Birchas HaShachar. In Psukizim is a Akdama for it. So the Tzuras HaTfilah that Chazal were talking for us was Krishma Birchaser, Smichas Gula Tfilah. That's where it starts from. So the first bracha every morning is a bracha on Chiddush HaBriya. The fact that Kosh Baruch Hu renewed the Briya that morning. Ava Rabba is the second bracha, and that's on Talmud Torah. It's a hemshech of the first bracha. They come together. In other words, the first layer of Chiddush HaBriya is when a person opens up his eyes and he feels like a new person. And he looks out and he sees the world in a new light. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meir the Olam each day in a new Ha'ara. Oyer is the perspective where Oyer is the Chetimtza for understanding the Bria. So every single day there's a new Ha'ara of the Bria. The Shemesh comes out again and we see everything new. The Ava Rava is every day there's a new Nesinah Satorah. There's new Ha'ara Satorah. And we say, normally we say in Torah, we're Mamshech HaMesoyeris, and we take over what they gave us, and so on and so forth. That's one angle of Torah. Or here we say, Bavu HaVeseinu Shevotrucha V'atlamdim Chukei Chayim, Kein Techoneinu Uslamdeinu. In other words, it's waiting for a new Matan Torah. The bracha on Matan Torah is Noisen HaTorah, V'loshen Hoive, that Torah is being given. That it means that there is a new Ha'ara of Torah. It takes a certain maturity. It's the thing that we struggle with. A beginning of Zman is always very powerful. Everybody's getting into it. And there's a certain, you know, the general Chiddush of, you know, it's a new start, and do this, and do that. Fine. That's great. That peters out. By definition, it stops being new from the second day onwards. That's the Metzius of it. And year by year, every year is a little bit less than a year. You've gone through it again. People, it's one of the problems people have with Yom Neiroyim, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. When you're a child, you build a, it's built up to a pitch, and this is the day of Yom HaDin, and so on and so forth. And and then it wanes. And it's a trap that we set for ourselves, because we don't feel there's any reason to rethink anything that we learned as a child. If I learned Bereishis as a child, I was 5 when I learned it, and I know it, if I have a good memory, that's fine. So how am I going to relearn it again? I mean, it's something that I learned at 5 and I know it, there's no point in relearning it. I heard all the shmuz and rah about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Tshuva doing good and being a better person, and you can really make it happen. Fine. So I'm not going to rehear it again. I still remember it. But the problem is that what you remember yesterday is dead today. Even if it was the best shmuz in the world that really turned you on, it's not dead today because it wasn't a good shmuz. It's dead today because just like the healthiest person yesterday is dead today if he's not living today. That's the definition of chiyus. If the musa shmuz of yesterday that you heard yesterday is valid for today, then Torah wouldn't be a living entity. Just like a Mayan Chayim, just like Mayan Chayim as defined within the context of Mayan, means that it's new water today, then Torah's Chayim is also like that. That Chukei Chayim have to be living. And if they're not living, it's not Torah. It's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, it means that the sharpness of the relationship is, just like a person who I enjoy his company minute by minute, so every minute is not only what was, but what is. He's delightful company today as well. So I have the chiyus of what's now, and that is chiyus. It's a living relationship. It's not because I made a commitment 50 years ago that I have to keep on with it. It's because now I have a kesha. So Torah is also the same. On the other flip side of it is, it doesn't stay like a rock. A rock, it's not new, but it's not old. A rock is the same rock today and yesterday and tomorrow, and you have what you have. A living being, if it doesn't keep living, it rots. It doesn't just stay a mummy, it falls apart. The world of Ruchnius, and specifically Torah, is Shailet the Metzius of Chiyus. And there's a tefillah of Zacheinu L'chaim, V'chosveinu Zeh V'chaim, because both of those ends need Chiyus. On a physical level, if a person is not going to have a new input of food, of parnasa, of breath, of blood, he's going to die. In the world of Ruchnius in general, and specifically in Torah, if a person is not going to have a new input, he's going to die. But the problem is, we make a mistake. So a person realizes, okay, so yesterday's shmooze doesn't work. I need a new shmooze. A person doesn't realize, HaMechadash B'tuvoy B'chol Yoyim Tomid is not that there's a different world each day. That's not that's a klol almost. It's like a modern society where you need to find new gimmicks and new entertainment, and every 3 seconds you need something else. A person, just like the heart keeps beating and it's in one place, but each time is just like a child who nurses, it's the same makom, but it's a new taste of milk each time. The chiyas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into the world is in the same world there is a koyach of chiyas. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's constant renewal in what there is. If a person thinks, the second time he rethinks Tosfos and the Rambam, it's a new Rambam. It's a new Deher. Like my Rebbe said, it's not the way I think it today. I can't repeat the words I said yesterday. I have to feel today that's Pshat. A person, Yom HaDin, when a person thinks of it as a 5-year-old, it's one thing. As a 15-year-old, it's a second thing. And as a 50-year-old, it's a third thing. But the person has to rethink it. A person has to re-chew it and digest it and live it again. That's what Avodah is. The Avodah is not to look for a new gimmick, a new speaker, a new shmooze, a new this. It's the same Sifrei Musa. But each day the person understands it with his new day. You're a little more mature than you were last year. Rethink it and take the same words, rethink them as a new mature person. You saw a lot more. There's Pshatim HaMischatshos B'chol Yoyim. You live through a whole new year. Doesn't that give you another perspective on everything? Don't you dehair everything a little bit more? The mile of Zikni is because you have so much more to experience it with. Going through a year and with everything, doesn't that give you new dehair on things? That's where the Koyach HaChidosh lies. That's the only Koyach HaChidosh that's sustainable. It's almost a paradox. If a person is looking without a Koyach HaChidosh, then things rot and fall away. And that's the makkah, and that's the klola of v'hifle Hashem es makoscha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a makkah of hafle v'fela, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chelik of Torah, that a person thinks once he has it, doesn't remain with him. It falls apart. That's one makkah. That's a sida Torah sheshitakach v'Yisrael, that it just simply, it disintegrates. If you don't keep it going, then it falls apart. That's one end. But if the eights is just constant new gimmicks and new storim and new rearranging and new this, new that, it doesn't. That's not sustainable either, and that doesn't go anywhere. Just like everybody wants a koyach hachidush, so we don't want to wake up every morning to the same walls. So what's the? So I'm going to travel every day. I'm going to go to a different place every day. But then you become bored of that also. There is nothing if the chidush has to be external, but if a person sees a new insight into the same life around him, he looks at everybody differently, understands the world differently, that's chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every single day is the same as the day before, and every single day is completely different than the day before. The mechadosh, the bracha of tefillah starts with mechadosh b'tuvah b'chol yoyim tamid, that the bria is chiddush. We carry it over to Talmud Torah, and in Talmud Torah a person is expected to have that koyach of rethinking something and learning to get the chiyus and the cheshek out of the chiddush that's within it, understanding it more clearly, understanding it with more richer overtones, hearing it better, getting a better sense of the depth of the svara. Those are the chiddush of Torah. Bikurim is, on the one hand, that the person brings this, every year what's new. Bikurim is the Reishis Bikur Ad Moscha. It's the beginning of Chiddush. As soon as the new morning, the agricultural morning dawns, and you have the first pre that's ripe, that's where you have the Koyach Bikurim. So the Koyach Bikurim is the Reishis. It's the Koyach Chiddush within the world of mitzvahs. In the same pasuk that we have, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you should Ashanechi Mitzavcha Yoim, the whole Yoim Yu Beinecha Kechadoshim, it says that the Baskol comes out and says you should be Meshane B'Shana Abba. You brought Bikurim this year, you should be Zeicha to be Meshane L'Shana Abba. The word Meshane means to repeat. And the Amkus of the Rashi is what do you mean you should repeat the Chiddush? If you repeat the Chiddush, it's not a Chiddush anymore. So that's what Rashi says. The beginning of the Pasuk, the Reish of the Pasuk is that the Olam of Tzivuyim is Hayoimdik. It's the pshat that the person can deherit as Hayoim. If the person can deherit as Hayoim, then he could be repeated year after year. Tiske l'shanais b'shana abo. Repeat Chiddush. Once you learn that Chiddush is within, not without, then you can repeat it year after year. The people go through phases in learning, in Ruchnius, in growing. One phase is a real change. Person, when he's young, even if he's frum and so on and so forth, he's not particularly inclined to learning, not particularly inclined to Ruchnius. And there's an awakening, and a person gets turned on, a person becomes a new person, and so on. And certainly, for a lot of us, where the pshat was, we had very little shaychus to it. And a person goes through that period, and that's a major period in a person's life. It's a very impact. A person is right. Without that hemshich, it becomes stale. A year later, you just don't feel inspired anymore. You just don't feel the same way anymore. That is correct, because it's a living entity. It's a relationship with the living, with a keil chai, and it lives. And if it just because I learned yesterday, I'm learning today, that's not going to work. But there's not going to be these magnificent chidushim. It's not going to be a different day. It's not going to be a different world every day. That's also that person is an unsettled person. That person is not. It's lacking in Tzuras Adam of Kavur. What will happen is a person has to now learn how to find chidush within what's there. The bechol eis yiravucha dadeha. That each time he learns, there's another time in it. Each time he's mature, he's a year more mature, he can rethink the same things and they hear it differently. To this Rosh Hashanah, a person can think over in Yanim, and you're mature, you're older, you've seen more, you've gone through more, you've had more nisyonos, and you can dehear it better. And when a person learns how to do that, a person's avodah remains constant. It doesn't have the radical flip-flops and changes of direction. It remains a chai. The person lives it. The person feels it's not stale. And because if it is stale, it peters out and it becomes an empty shell. And the person is stuck between not doing what he wants, what he's doing, or dropping something that he feels he ought to do. If a person feels the chiddush in it, the tam in it, then he does it because he has a tam in it today. And if a person is zeicher to discover that koyach of chiyus and chiddush in him, he's zeicher to baskel that says yirotzen you should be zeicher to be mishane, repeat his chadshus the year to come.
How you turn this off? Yeah.